live in an era of the ascendancy of the baby boomers, those people officially born, I guess, from 45 on, although some olders and some youngers. But what that means is that the people who are sort of dominating our cultural world as creators and receivers and audiences are fascinated by the music of their youth. This is pretty natural. The Bobby Soxers loved Sinatra. Other people do, too. And a lot of people love the music of the 60s and 70s, and so we've had an absolute onslaught of nostalgia for that era. I myself spent the 60s in Berkeley, and I'm currently reading a memoir by a guy called Johnny Dolphin, which evokes the Haight Ashbury district in 67 with eerie verisimilitude. But I'm thinking more of the music and the jukebox musicals from people celebrating ABBA and Billy Joel, mostly taking the songs and stringing together a story to make the songs work, or biopics of people like Ray Charles or Johnny Cash. But the big guns of the 60s and early 70s were Bob Dylan and the Beatles, and they have been the recipients of particular attention. In particular, two movies, I'm Not There and Across the Universe. I'm Not There is a film by Todd Haynes, and as anybody who reads about these things knows, the gimmick is that six people play Bob Dylan, none of them named Bob Dylan in the movie. Cate Blanchett, Ben Whishaw, Christian Bale, Richard Gere, Marcus Carl Franklin, and Heath Ledger. They have varying success. For me, the most extraordinary ones were Cate Blanchett, of course, playing him in his skinny stovepipe pants, British tour in 65, 6 days, and Richard Gere, wonderful as an older Dylan, and Marcus Carl Franklin, a young, meaning like 11, black boy who plays early Dylan with no reference ever to the fact that he's black. It's really quite wonderful. But they're all good, and it doesn't come across as a gimmick. It comes across as a successful portrayal of the varying sides of this ultimately changeable person.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone if your time to you is worth saving.
Now, both of these films have terrific soundtracks. In the case of I'm Not There, Dylan can be heard occasionally, but so can Richie Havens and Jeff Tweedy and Sonic Youth and Sufjan Stevens and several others, and Willie Nelson for one, and in interesting arrangements. And then there are interesting other actors like Julianne Moore as Joan Baez and Charlotte Gainsbourg as Dylan's wife. All of them are really quite terrific. Now, for me, however, Across the Universe was even greater. What's fascinating about both of these movies is that they use the same format, stringing a story around hit songs. They evoke similar imagery, for example, circus imagery in I'm Not There. And yet they invoke similar characters, i.e. Edie Sedgwick, who was Sienna Miller in Factory Girl and who was Michelle Williams in I'm Not There. And yet, unlike, for example, poor Twyla Tharp, I say that because she's so wonderful and she's fouled up, the times are a-changing, her Dylan jukebox musical, the imagery in these movies just works. And Across the Universe works, for me, absolutely magically. This is the latest movie of Julie Taymor, and it stars a young British actor named Jim Sturgess, who's adorable and wonderful as Jude, and Evan Rachel Wood, who is Lucy, and who is also wonderful. And it also has its share of fabulous cameos by the likes of Joe Cocker, Bono, Eddie Izzard, Selma Hayek as a décolletage singing nurse, and many others. It also has extraordinary soundtrack by T-Bone Burnett, a person named Matthias Goll, and Elliot Goldenthal, Julie Taymor's companion, which is not the Beatles arrangements, but works perfectly.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe.
It's a mystery to me why some of these jukebox musicals and jukebox movies, if you wish, work and others do not. Stephen Holden, in his review in the New York Times, said that he was captivated by Across the Universe and just sucked into its world and it never let go. few people have complained it's a notch too long, but my gosh, it's a compelling and sweet and beautiful movie. If you're a baby boomer or not, because Dylan and the Beatles have retained their popularity with the younger generations, I think you'll find this movie absolutely captivating. Almost everybody that I have talked to has found it just that. This is John Rockwell for Rockwell Matters.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and mountains.